Let's talk about the Stanley Cup Final, baby.
Your Locked On Flames, your daily podcast on the Calgary Flames. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Locked On Flames. As always, I'm your host, Jess Belmosto, and I'm so happy to be here talking with you all today. Today's episode is brought to you by Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off of your first purchase. Today, we are going to talk about the Stanley Cup Final, who to watch, what to watch, what are the storylines, and why we should be excited, because this is a fun time for hockey. Who doesn't love good playoff hockey and rooting against the Vegas Golden Knights? But let's dive into that after I do my little spiel. Thank you for sticking around, hanging out with me this offseason. Make sure you're subscribed to Locked On Flames wherever you get your podcasts, free 99 across the board and on YouTube as well. This Stanley Cup Final was not, I don't believe anyone had this on their bracket. And if they did, they're probably lying, because this, I mean, I would say that the West was wide open. And then once the Bruins were eliminated by the Florida Panthers, it was kind of obvious that the East was wide open. I personally didn't think the Panthers would get to this spot, but that's not because I doubted them. I figured some luck would be on another team's side. But let's talk about this matchup. We have Flames killer Adin Hill in the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the former Flames star Matthew Tkachuk, and they are squaring off tomorrow night in just about 23 hours. Whew. This is... Oh, Siri did not want to have anything to do with that. She's not looking forward to the Stanley Cup Final. Can't relate. But Jack Eichel made his first playoff appearance this spring and is now making his first Stanley Cup Final appearance, like, in the same postseason. Connor McDavid, nowhere to be found. Nowhere. He was seen shaking, screaming, crying, throwing up, wishes it was him, right? But Vegas has been phenomenal. It's hard for me to say anything nice about this team. It really is. Simply because, former Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy is behind the bench here, and Vegas gives the Flames a really hard time. The Flames finally got a point against this team this year for the first time in franchise history, so congrats. But it's been hard. It has been an uphill battle against Vegas, and Adin Hill has just held them up this entire time. And obviously, there's been it takes a lot more than a goalie to win and get you to the Stanley Cup Final, but, he has been just the driving force behind this team, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, just because I do think that this is such an important lesson for everyone to take in, right? But this is Bruce Cassidy's second Stanley Cup Final appearance in 4 years, of course, losing to the St. Louis Blues in 2019. On home ice, in Game 7, in Boston. I definitely wasn't crying. Never. No. Crying over sports in your hometown team, never. Could never be me. But Ivan Barbashev and Alex Pietrangelo are two former Blues from that team, and things are obviously still looking up for them. Ivan Barbashev has 12 points in 16 games and has been, pretty prominent this offseason and through the regular season as well. This stat surprised me, though. Alex Pietrangelo has 9 points in 16 games. I found that interesting just because I feel like he has always been, consistently been a threat in the playoffs to teams. I think offensively, you really have to worry about him and you don't want to have to defend him. I think that, you know, obviously with age, I say age, I'm pretty sure he's 27 years old. And, you know, obviously with the closer you get to 30, the less talent you have, according to some hockey stats. And by some measurements, you're just, it's, you know, you're basically old Yeller taken out in the back once you turn 30. It's all over for you. But obviously, the offense has gotten them this far. Mark Stone has looked phenomenal. Jack Eichel has looked phenomenal. And I think that one thing that is different about this Vegas Golden Knights team from the 2017 team that made the Cup final is, obviously, they're a little bit more seasoned. It's a little bit more of a well-constructed roster. And you have Stanley Cup winners on this team. But you also have a much deeper roster. I think that, you know, obviously you can only work so much into an expansion team roster, especially in your first year. But they've been able to kind of plug and play wherever they've needed to. I don't think that a lot of players would particularly like to play for Vegas just because of there's no loyalty there for their players. I think two former Golden Knights found out through on Twitter that they were traded. And it's all about how you treat your people, right? Like, you just common decency usually goes a very long way in all workplaces and no matter the standard, right? But one thing that going into the season that fans were worried about was goaltending. And everyone had kind of like written off the Golden Knights because, well, they had a new coach. All of their goaltenders were injured. Who was it? Logan Thompson. Would he be able to step up to the challenge? He did for a while. He looked fantastic. And I believe he got hurt. So now Aiden Hill has just taken over. And there was a long conversation about how he was told that he needs to take this a little bit more seriously and kind of grow up. And it sparked a change from within, a little personal reflection. And he's done that. And it's, you know, carried over obviously into his work. I read an interview today or yesterday rather that was like, I just like playing video games and getting mad at people occasionally. Could that not be a more accurate representation for like a 20 something year old male? He's just like normal people. He just plays at an elite level. And I love goalies. I think goalies are some of the most interesting people in the world of sports. I think that it takes a very special, like, minded person to be a goaltender on top of having like cat-like reflexes, hand-eye coordination that I can only dream of. And, you know, I'm just a softie for goaltenders, and you're going to hear that a lot this summer, especially with the Flames goaltending situation going forward. And coming up next, I am going to talk about, well, the Stanley Cup final other team playing in the Stanley Cup final, the Florida Panthers, who are making their first cup appearance since 1996. And I don't know if some of you were born at that point, but before we do that, I do want to tell you about Game Time. Now is the perfect time for you to be buying tickets to summer events. There's baseball going on. There's comedy shows. There's theater. Get your hockey tickets for next season. Why not? And you can do that today on Game Time. And Game Time is super easy to use. You won't have any stress finding tickets. I love that they show you like a view from your seat. I'm probably going to Yankee Stadium this summer, and you know, it's kind of been fun navigating like, okay, would I like this seat more over this section? And I think it's a really great opportunity for fans who, you know, haven't been to arenas or stadiums before. But with the Game Time app, you can get to any local event through flash deals and last minute tickets. And it's easy to find and buy tickets for every single kind of event in your area. Game Time is the place for last minute ticket deals. Forget the planning month in advance and get your tickets today. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And thank you so much for sticking around in today's episode of Locked On Flames. I appreciate it. And if you haven't already, subscribe to Locked On Flames. Leave us a 5-star rating and a nice little review. That means a lot. And we'll probably do some giveaways this summer based on reviews and 5-star ratings. Oh, Matthew Tkachuk. As you can see, I have him sitting, propped up on my record player. But if you're watching on YouTube, this was the best. The leaving Calgary was the best thing that could happen to him, okay? And I know people aren't going to want to hear that because they're thinking, well, Brad Tree Living messed up the deal for him to sign long-term back in 2018. You know, Jonathan Huberdeau hasn't been good, Cole Schwinn, and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? It was only 1 year. Sometimes it takes a little bit for things to prosper. But let's talk about Matthew Tkachuk, because we can dive into the Flame stuff a later day. But this is the Cats' first Stanley Cup appearance after getting swept by the Carolina Hurricanes in 1996. Where were you in 1996? I was in my bouncer because I was 6 months old. This team has been so incredible to watch. I hated watching them in the first round. I could not believe that the Bruins blew a 3-1 lead and then could have won in overtime. They were 60 seconds away from eliminating the Florida Panthers. And I'm sick thinking about that. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about, though. Luck is on teams sometimes. Sometimes you just get lucky. And Sergei Bobrovsky is a perfect example of that. You know, he was essentially benched for Spencer Knight, who, you know, came up from, I believe it was Boston College, and it just had a phenomenal start to his career, and unfortunately had to enter the player assistance program, which, you know, good for him. Glad he recognized he needed help. And then Alex Lyon came in. And just, again, stole the show. Really great stuff from him. And then he kind of falters in the first round against the Bruins. And Bobrovsky, Bob, big ol' Bob, $10.5 million Bob comes in. We don't know what we're gonna get from him. Everyone's thinking he's not going to be able to stop a beach ball, just like, you know, we saw in the past. But apparently he decided to be Vezina winning Bob. And he's just decided to show up to play. And, I mean, that's fair. It is, you know, the playoffs. He has a .935 save percentage this postseason. .935. That, to me, that is absurd. That is, you know, some of the best save percentage that we've seen in recent years. I believe that Tuukka Rask was a .932. In 2019, and that was like the highest save percentage in franchise history. And the Panthers have been unreal. Okay, listen, I get it. There's kind of bad blood there simply because you didn't want your star to leave. Matthew Tkachuk was interviewed by People Magazine. Do you know who gets interviewed by People Magazine? Ashton Kutcher, Channing Tatum, Reese Witherspoon, like celebrities, like the gossip people. He has made a splash to the point where a major publication, not hockey related, entertainment related, is so infatuated and enthralled by him that they want to cover him and have an exclusive. Do you know how good that is for the NHL and a team in South Florida? That's wonderful. That is fantastic. That is just everything that you... He's done more than Gary Bettman has in 30 years, let's be honest here. But no, in all seriousness, Matthew Tkachuk has just been absolutely incredible. 21 points this postseason. Unbelievable. He talks about in that interview that, you know, his game-winning goal against Carolina was something you dream about and dream up as a kid. And as a hockey fan, you really like to see stuff like that. You know, he obviously, like, I have a soft spot for Matthew Tkachuk from covering the Flames, and I thought that he was kind of overrated when I first started covering Calgary, and now I just eat those words because I think that he is. He has lived up to the hype. And it's just really nice to see him succeed. It's great to see someone that can be put on that kind of stage and perform and have a personality and, you know, go on TNT during the Eastern Conference Finals and just, you know, shoot the breeze with, you know, other entertainers. And it's just fun to see. But back to the hockey. Brandon Montour has been really, really good this postseason too. You know, they had the chance to do the funniest thing in the first round against Boston, and they did. And then they did it against Toronto. And then they did it again against the Hurricanes. And are they going to do it again? You know, are they going to do it again? That is the big question. Are the Panthers going to come out of this slaying the Golden Knights? Or are the Golden Knights going to have hunted the Panthers? I don't know. I don't think the NHL script writers know yet. There's a writer's strike. Anyways, we are going to talk more about who to watch this series and what you should be rooting for and why you should watch this series coming up next on Locked On Flames. And thank you, everyone, for sticking around and hanging out with me this offseason. You can follow me on Twitter at Jess Belmosto so we can live tweet and have fun through this Stanley Cup final, because who doesn't love a good live tweeting session? I live tweet everything. It's a problem. But right now, I will preface this segment with, I don't like making predictions. I feel like I'm a jinx. Anything I say will be a jinx waiting to happen. And I don't want to be held responsible for any superstitions. I can't do it. I would like to think that the Panthers are going to give the Golden Knights a run for their money. I think that Vegas is going to put up a fight. I don't think either of these two teams are going to roll over and die for their opponent. I think that this is going to be such an exciting goaltending match. You know, I think back to the series that the Flames played against Dallas last spring and just how both goaltenders really, really stole the show and stole the spotlight. And I feel like we could see something similar here, because of how great Bob has been. And of course, how great Adin Hill has looked so far. And it's so impressive to watch these guys like come in, you know, when they haven't either, they haven't had that playing experience, you know, at this level, or they really haven't played much at all because they've been benched. And to watch players kind of thrive and blossom in these situations, it's fun. It's just everybody loves a good redemption story. I think that a lot of players, and really both teams, are going to just be absolutely fun to watch. I love Riley Smith. I think that he is going to be super fun to watch. Mark Stone's going to be fun to watch. And of course, Jack Eichel as well. It's going to be a battle of the curly-headed boys between Tkachuk and Eichel. I think that these two are, like, meant for this. Like, this is the stage that has been set. And both of them, like, it is up to them. They are in charge of their own destiny here. And this is something that, you know, of course, all of these players have dreamed about since they were kids, since they were old enough to skate, since they were old enough to understand what hockey is. And it's just really special for everyone to be here. I think Paul Maurice has been, you know, just kind of a funny story, really, because he just left Winnipeg and was like, I'm out. Like, I have no interest in this team anymore. My heart's not in it. You deserve better. I probably deserve better. And he walked away. And everyone kind of laughed when he was hired by the Panthers because, well, it didn't seem like he was going to be a good fit for this team. It didn't feel like it was going to work. I think, especially, like, I know it doesn't matter that much because every coach is going to have said something about a player on his team when he was, like, an opponent. But Paul Maurice, like, if I remember correctly, from the bubble playoffs, him, like, after Mark Scheifele got injured, Paul Maurice had some not so nice things to say about Matthew Tkachuk. And, you know, it's part of the game. They brush it off. It's, you know, no one probably takes it too personally, but I think that this is going to be so much fun to watch. Watching Jack Eichel take control over his bodily autonomy and basically say, I'm going to have this surgery and you need to trade me, and to have a quote-unquote elective surgery and to come back and be in the Stanley Cup final a year and a half later is just, it's really nice to see. It's like, again, just one of those fairy tale stories. And I love to see Bruce Cassidy thrive. I think that he is a fantastic coach. I think that he is someone that really kind of got screwed over by the Bruins. But, you know, at the end of the day, Jim Montgomery came in, another great redemption story there. And then you have Bruce Cassidy come in first year as a coach and take this team to the Stanley Cup final. I can't sit here and say I'm rooting for Vegas. I have no reason to root for Vegas other than Bruce Cassidy. And I'm not a Vegas girl. Sorry. But I have every reason to root against the Panthers too. For God's sakes, they eliminated the Bruins. They ruined their historic season. I mean, they did it to themselves, really. But, you know, I think that this is just a fun series to watch as a hockey fan. Or this is probably a series that would get non-hockey fans involved in hockey. Regardless of who wins, I think the coolest part is that this will be the franchise's first Stanley Cup. And that is so cool. That every organization, like, has a first. And obviously Vegas hasn't been in the league as long. Florida really hasn't either. Oh my God, wait. Florida's what, 95? That's 28 years. That is kind of a long time. But no, like, you know, these aren't like original six teams. These aren't teams that have kind of been, you know, rolling in for, you know, 30, 40 years. And I think it's just fun. These are two very fun teams. playing for, you know, in the desert. And of course, in South Florida, you have the Miami Heat also playing in the NBA Finals. Like, it is a good time to be a South Floridian sportsman or someone that just enjoys sports, especially hockey. And if you enjoy hockey, you should probably just keep listening to this podcast because we are here for you every single day, Monday through Friday. And I'm so happy to be wrapping up our weeks with you here on Locked On Flames. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. Hang out on YouTube. Throw some comments in the comment section. I check them frequently. And I look forward to hearing from you. And we'll be back next week, of course. We're talking about Matthew Tkachuk's performance thus far in the Stanley Cup Final. And maybe some Calgary Flames coaching news. See you then.